As expected, the windows were draped over with off-white curtains. The body dressed in a navy blue three-piece suit with a check bonnet on the head. Drawing a chair close in, I sat, smoking. I noticed the eyelids parting. The eyes were grey and white with red veins. The cigarette fell from my fingers. I reached quickly to get it up off the carpet. A movement on the bed. Scuffling noises. The head had turned. The eyes peering toward me. There was not a thing I could say. He was attempting to sit up now. He sat up. I placed a hand of mine on his right forearm. I was trying to restrain him. He wanted to rise. I withdrew my hand and he swiveled until his feet contacted space. I moved back, his feet lowered to the carpet, then the rest of his body was up from the bed. He stood erect, the shoulders pushed back, the shoes on his feet, the laces were knotted far too tightly. I picked the check bonnet up from where it was now lying by the pillow and passed it to him, indicating his head. He took it and pulled it on, smoothed down the old hair at the sides of his head. I was wanting to know if he was going to the kitchen. He nodded. Although he walked normally to the door, he fumbled on the handle. He was irritated by this clumsiness. He made way for me. I could open the door easily. He had to brush past me. The cuff of his right sleeve touched my hand. I watched him. When he got to the kitchen door, he did not hesitate, and he did not fumble with its handle. The door swung behind him. I heard her voice cry out. He was making for her. I gazed through the narrow gap in the doorway. He was struggling with her. He began to strike her about the shoulders, beating her down onto her knees, and she cried softly. This was it. This was the thing. I held my head in both hands.